Welcome to this episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Seal, and today's episode we'll talk about GSM modems and how to use them to send SMS messages, receive them, as well as initiate phone calls. So if this kind of stuff interests you and you want to do this, there's really two big options that are open to you in order to interact with your carrier. You can either buy an old school cell phone that allows you to connect it through serial to send it commands, and it'll act as a modem, or you can buy a dedicated GSM modem. And those dedicated GSM modems will cost you about $200. One maker that comes to mind is called CalAmp, C-A-L-A-M-P, and basically it's easy to use. You just put in your SIM card into the device, it'll connect to your carrier, bada bing, bada boom, it's connected. Now, how you connect to the modem itself is typically done through serial. So nothing too complex, and in fact, you can start talking to the device straight away. In Windows, you can do it with HyperTerminal, or in Linux, you can do it with Minicom. Now, in my case, I'm doing some software development, and I'm doing it in Linux, and my Linux machine does not have a serial connection. So what I've got is a USB to serial adapter, and in Linux they're bloody fantastic. Since kernel 2.2, you can just plug one of those things into your machine and it'll show up the device in your root/dev list. It'll be there under TTY USB 0, assuming it's the first device. So you just connect to that with Minicom or whatever tool you use, and you can start talking to the device. What's really nice about these modems, though, is that when you talk to it, you talk to it in English. You send it AT commands, and so when you send it ATI, it'll spit back to you in English, not binary, not anything confusing, but pure English, the maker of the device, its firmware version, and so forth. And every time you send it a command, and every time it replies back, it'll conclude what it sends back to you with either OK or error. Now, in as much as that's an advantage when you're dealing with the device over a serial connection using a tool like Minicom, it's a disadvantage when you're developing software, because it really doesn't give you much to parse. You're basically having to parse English sentences as opposed to something more conducive to being parsed, such as having well laid out tags or some kind of structure you can latch on to. Now, that's not to say it's not doable, it entirely is. When the modem spits back to you, I mean, it always follows the same structure. So it's always going to have commas here, it's always going to follow a certain format, of course. It's just, it's kind of, you know, it makes things a little more interesting, let's put it that way. And if you're going to deal with this in software development, just be aware, of course, that the modem cannot take multiple simultaneous inputs, so you're going to have to develop a service basically to act as some kind of intermediary between your applications and the modem, such that it can queue the messages to be sent out if you're wanting to send out SMSs, and at the same time so it can retrieve messages from the modem. Because when you receive text messages, you only really have a buffer, depending on the device, but typically of 75 messages. And these include messages that you've decided to save when you're sending a message, because there's really two ways of sending messages. You can either send a message, that's it, it's sent, it's in a temporary buffer, gone, or you can save your message to that message buffer, which you can then tell it to send to a specific recipient. And the difference comes clear when you want to send the same message to multiple people. So if you've got a message being sent to Ann, Bob, and Joe, you can basically store this exact same message saying Happy Holidays to that buffer, and then you say send message number 5, which corresponds to our Happy Holidays one, to Joe. Then you send another command saying send message number 5 to Dick, and send message number 5 to Bob Ed, because we're actually cheating on our wife. That buffer fills up, that message buffer of 75 messages. If you do not erase that message, your modem will not retrieve any more from your carrier. It will wait until you clear that. It does not take care of that for you. You actually have to take care of that yourself. You can do that all through commands. Again, everything's AT commands. So, to check all your received SMSs, you send your modem this command. You send it AT plus CMGF equals 1. This tells the modem that you're going to be in SMS text mode. Then to receive your messages, you press AT plus CMGL equals, double quotes, all double quotes. Now this will actually have the modem print every message in the buffer, including read messages, unread messages, and sent messages. When a message is read in the buffer, and it's a new message, it'll go from status unread to status read. This is automatic, though you can reassign statuses later on if you want. To send messages, it's another AT command. But before I go on, just to clarify what I mean by status, when the modem prints out for you the list of messages, it's a two-line affair. The first line per message will be the status, so it's kind of a flag, the number of the recipient, so forth, the time that the SMS control center received the message. And then the second message will be the contents of your SMS, which, by the way, has to be 160 bytes. You can have multiple messages that you can have multiple messages together to string a very long message, but typically SMSs on their own are 160 bytes as a maximum. Now, to go back to what I was saying earlier, which is to say, how do you send messages? It's a simple AT command, which is AT plus CMGS, and then basically, so that's the command, but the way you write it is AT plus CMGS equals double quotes plus the number of the international number. And when I say plus, I mean that's actually part of the number. So plus 1613, 613 being the Ottawa area code, plus 1 being the international code for North America, and then 555555, close the double quotes. What the modem will then do is it'll spit back to you a character indicating that you must put in the actual contents of the text message itself. You type that in, press Control Z, and it'll then send the message. For the Control Z, you still have to do that in a software environment. You send it a special escape character for that. Typically, by the way, in a software environment, every time you send a command, you have to send it a carriage return and a new line. A few other commands of interest if you're dealing with the GSM modem. AT plus CSQ will give you signal quality. AT plus CNUM will give you your number. But CNUM being CNUM will give you your number. Now if you want to actually make a phone call, that's pretty neat too. The modem won't be able to engage in a conversation with the person, but it will let you know if the line on the other end is ringing or not. And so the way you do that is actually quite simple. The command is ATD followed by the number that you're calling, no spaces, and a semicolon. So it's ATD 1613555555 semicolon, no plus signs. That'll actually engage the modem into calling someone. So these are the basic tools. There's actually more, and if you want to learn how to interact with the modem to send messages, there's an excellent website. Its URL is called developershome.com/SMS. It'll teach you everything you need to know about interacting with a GSM modem to send SMSs. Another excellent site if you're interested in serial programming is easysw.com, /tildemike/serial/serial.html. All of that is lower casing. So with that, guys, I hope that you found this mildly informative. Serial programming on this stuff is actually not as hard as I would have thought originally before I was forced to go into it. But if you have any questions or any comments or any complaints, feel free to message me. My email address is julien@jmcardle.com. That's julien@jmcardle.com. Have a lovely, lovely day, guys.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.